Susan, you're here with us all morning, thankfully. Because we've had a lot of technical
I could be the one jinxing you, actually.
No, well, maybe you could, actually. You won't be back. So I met you around this time last year.
Yeah,
and we were volunteering for Near FM at the time, and you had an interest in doing your own comedy.
Yeah.
And now you've done it.
Yeah,
and it's happening on Monday.
Yeah, it's been aired. Yeah, no, it is. It's very exciting. I'd originally written it for television, and then I just happened to meet someone at the radio station, and they said, oh, why don't you, because Near are always kind of interested in new projects and whatever, and they're very open to basically giving anyone a chance. And
that's true.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they really are. They're very, 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 very supportive of anyone. Then I just basically changed it all to radio, which was interesting.
And tell us about the process first. You had the story already, and then you had to change it to radio, which changed the dynamic totally.
Yeah, I actually naively thought it'd be very, very simple. I thought it'd be just kind of, will you just take out bits here and there? But you lose all the visual comedy.
Yeah.
So you do, it is all just, you basically have to, everything has to be kind of a little bit, it changes everything basically. So you have to change all the different jokes and all the different parts of it. So it did actually take a long time, and I think bits of it actually worked better, but then I think you did lose some of it as well.
Imagery and whatever. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But it was really interesting, recording it and everything was really
good. How long does the process take? What was the story about, firstly?
It's based on the life of Daniel, who's a food critic, but he's a bit of a hapless, ne'er-do-well kind of thing. He doesn't really, he just got the job by accident. He doesn't actually know anything about food. So his friend is a chef, so he brings him with him on every review, and he tells him what he thinks of the food. And then he's also supplementing his income by working as a self-defense instructor. He doesn't know anything about that either, but he knows it's a good way of earning money, one-on-one lessons. So he's getting beaten up quite a lot and arrested, and a few other bits and pieces are happening to him. And then his flatmate is in marketing, and her kind of exploits as well in it.
All right.
So.
And did you have, you did in the studio here in Near FM, did you, what about the sound effects? How did, imageries of
that? Yeah, they were really, really painful.
Yeah.
Because I heard everyone say, oh, editing's horrible. And I was like, it'll be fine, it'll be fine. But I didn't know the program at all, so I had to learn all about the program. And then the sound effects,
yeah.
You're going through, you don't do them anymore yourself. There's libraries.
Oh, right.
But you'll still have to go through, there's footsteps. You'll have to find female footsteps on a wooden floor, or male footsteps on a, and you're going through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of sound effects all the time. It's painful.
So how many actors were involved?
There was 5-6. I did a bit myself, not out of any kind of brilliance, but because we were short female actors basically.
Okay.
About 8 people. Two people just kind of had did a few kind of minor roles, but then there was the 5 main guys.
How many sessions did it take you to do?
We were in one weekend. We did it in one weekend, yeah. And then call back a couple of them for little bits here and there. But actually, that was a bit disastrous because we recorded in the other studio and the sound wasn't great on a couple of the mics.
It's a learning curve, isn't it?
Yeah. So yeah, some of the editing wasn't as perfect as I wanted it to be. But it was. I couldn't really ask people to come back.
So it's a six weekly.
Yeah.
It's on for 6 weeks on Monday. What time?
6:30 PM.
6:30 PM. I think we have a clip here we're going to play.
Cool.
But
That's
what I love about you, Daniel. I tell you, I have this huge story, and you don't even bat an eyelid. You're just a big, brave lion of a man. You don't mind if I pat your lap like that, do you?
Well, no.
Oh, God, I'd hate to be accused of harassing you, sexually harassing you. Anyway, let's not get distracted right now. My friend Mark called me yesterday. He's just a friend, you understand, strictly platonic. Anyway, he said that he was in Andy Judge's organic restaurant, the Piccolo, the other night. And he could have sworn the food was substandard. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I guess if it's supposed to be organic, and if it isn't, but how do we prove it?
That's where you come in. I want you to go to that restaurant, and with your amazing palate, you can find out if his food is the real orgasmic. Oh, my! I mean organic. And if you think there may be something a little funny going on, maybe you can have a little look in the kitchen. Maybe get some photographic evidence of the kind of meat they keep in their fridges.
She sounds like a saucy mare, that one.
She likes him a lot. So she's constantly making little gestures towards him. He's terrified of her. And he can't really understand anything she says either because she's quite sultry. So he kind of asks for everything in emails.
As you do.
As you do, yeah. And so she's his boss. So she thinks he's wonderful and can do no wrong. So she's sending him on an assignment, basically, to go undercover into this restaurant.
Right.
So, yeah, he doesn't want to do it because he's basically a bit of a wuss.
So it's about the politics of the female boss, as we were talking about
earlier.
Yeah, a little bit.
But she's not a good boss.
No. Is he sexually harassed into his position?
She hasn't actually done anything yet, but I'm pretty sure that's the only reason he got the job. She likes a little bit of him.
So it's going on for 6 weeks. So mm-hmm. it progresses to the their relationship progresses. Obviously, is that the?
Well, she's in it. She's only kind of really a minor character. Okay. It's basically him and Lachlan as well. His best friend, the chef as well, and Lachlan works in Daniel's parents' restaurant as well, and his parents are in quite a lot. They're also quite strange people who cause him a lot of embarrassment all the time. So
Where is the set? Is it in Dublin or is it?
It's in Fisborough. Yeah.
Fisborough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where did you get your inspiration? Have you been looking around in Fisborough? And
no, I mean, originally it was set in London.
Okay.
and then when I changed,
it's very similar.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is like little parts of Fisborough. You could be in Soho.
You could be. It's quite Victorian.
It's quite with the horses and traps.
That's it. So, tell us a little bit about how the characters progress anyway.
Daniel turns 30 in one of the episodes, so it's his kind of crisis with growing older. He's the woman he's teaching self-defense to. She's going through a divorce and she's incredibly bitter, so she just takes the opportunity to beat him up as much as possible, but he starts to fall for her a little bit.
So it's a bit of a 50 Shades of Grey as well.
No. I've not read that, but I don't think so. I don't think there's anything as graphic in it anyway. It's Drive Time radio. It's harmless enough.
So what time is it going out at?
Half six in the evening.
Monday, okay.
Yeah.
And it's for 6 weeks.
Exactly. And it'll be podcasted and whatnot, so people will be able to download it on the
Are you excited about
it? Yeah, I am. I'm really terrified because I don't love the first episode that much. So I'm like kind of nearly convinced that people are going to have an intervention with me and going to go, actually, the day job, you might want to think about keeping it. But it does get much, much better after. The first episode is tricky because you're introducing all the characters and you're setting it up and whatever, so it is quite tricky. I'm terrified, basically.
Is this the first time you've done anything like this?
Yeah, well, I've been writing for years and years. I started off with novels, and this isn't the first script. I started writing script writing then about 4 or 5 years ago, and I've written a couple of films, and this is the first. This is actually the second sitcom I wrote. But it's the first one. It's the first thing that has ever seen the light of day anywhere.
Because it's hard to get off the ground, isn't it?
It really is. Like none of the agents really want to look at you. And like there's so few agents that'll take first timers, but yet they don't really I don't really think they give you a fair shot. And they're all in England as well, so there's none in Ireland
We don't have a great record in this country for sitcoms. We tend to send them abroad.
Yeah. They're very expensive to do. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know, the kind of comedy we do here really is very kind of
sarcastic and...
Yeah, it's cheaper as well, I think. It's kind of usually clips shows and stuff like that, which might be a little bit cheaper or something like that. I don't know, I can't think of any other Irish sitcoms really.
Well, there were a few over the years, but like Leave It to Mrs. O'Brien. And,
oh, right, yeah.
I think Ed Byrne was in one at one stage.
Was he?
And that wasn't great, with Davina McCall. Do you remember that one?
No.
I was watching Father Ted last night, and that just gets better every time.
It's fabulous,
I watch it.
It's just, it is. It's absolutely
just so
fabulous.
Simple,
yeah,
it? Just,
yeah.
Like, it's great crack.
I saw it last night, a little bit of it with the one with your man. I can't, I don't believe it.
Oh, the Bishop Brennan or whatever.
The caves, where they go into the caves, and Norton is in it, Graham Norton as well, and he gets collapsed. And I like The English Patient. It's really boring.
And of course, Brendan O'Carroll is doing great with the Mrs. Brown boys.
Yeah, he is. He's doing very, very well with it. Yeah, yeah.
So you never know. This could be your big break.
You never. It's a foot in the door and it's a start. And I think it's all about building up CV and kind of getting things done. I don't think, you don't know what's going to happen with anything, but I think it is kind of a lot of hard work and you can't really expect instant.
How many years would you say you've put into it now since?
The actual writing. I could do an episode a week. I wrote an episode a week. Which is pretty quick.
Yeah.
But then the recording and everything I've been doing since January. The editing took 2 months.
The
recording,
the hard part.
And then now it's kind of the promotion side and that kind of side and stuff. I couldn't tell you really. I guess it's been Yeah, it's been on and off for the year anyway to do.
Well,
it,
it's great to meet somebody who had a plan this time last year and now you've done it.
Yeah,
so it's great
to, you know,
it's great to do your dream.
Yeah,
as
but exactly. I don't understand like an X Factor contender, but yeah, it is like the realization of your dream, because when you have worked that long and that hard and stuff, and I'm the kind of person, if I get one rejection, that's it. I won't do anything for months and months and months then. So it kind of, it is kind of actually great to see something actually coming out of it.
Well, listen, I'll be listening on Monday.
Yep. And Monday week, it'll be much better on Monday week.
You shouldn't say that. So you're going to stay with us.